This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And let's not forget either, everybody working out on the third watch right now, regardless of what they're doing, how they're doing it, the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheelers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our great bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, and, of course, our Amazon folks in the warehouse and also the drivers out there delivering. Now, you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We are also on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're also on Twitter, and we're also on Instagram as Captains America. And don't forget our website is the Captains America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And he is the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as the host of Military Matters. And, Colonel, a very well-put-together breakfast on last Saturday. I really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you, Captain. And, we had about 100 folks right there, but we definitely had quality. I mean, our speakers were quality, and they attracted a quality audience. And, of course, yourself and others were a part of that audience, and that was appreciated, added to it.
Well, there were some people that had some things of substance to say, and I found it quite interesting, because sometimes you go there and you pretty much know what they're going to say, but a couple people had a couple of surprises, if you will, and that's good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it is. You got to give a reason for it. Folks want to be there. And if you just want to listen to the same old stuff, you can just watch, stay at home and watch TV. But if you're going to pay a little bit of money, you go out and see something, you want to hear something, not just that it's thought-provoking, but thought-provoking for the right reasons, to make us think about things that we otherwise might not hear.
All right. And we need to say the pledge before we get going too far here. So are you ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we enforce and come back and emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well. The hurricane is amongst us, getting closer. Looks like as if where you live down there in Bradenton, you might really be getting some of the worst of it, based on the last little model I just saw. We really don't know yet, because until it clears Cuba, they really don't know where it's going, and all they're doing is guessing.
Yeah, well, all I know is that, you're right. I've watched it. My wife was watching it carefully, but it's... best laid plans of mice and men have changed this week. So my focus today, the guy on the radio, is going to be doing some more hurricane preparation here around my house. I'm lucky I'm out of the bad floodplain here, but the high winds, I expected 112, 120 right here in my backyard. So, yeah, me, the neighbors, and all the folks around here are scrambling to do the right thing. And so, yeah, we get kind of cavalier here in Florida. We talk stuff about, just a hurricane. But seriously, as I look around, you know, most people are serious about doing it, and that's what counts, is do the right things, prepare it, and to protect yourself and your family and things around you, and not you can be cavalier, but practice, you got to prepare.
I'm looking at the latest model, and the latest model brings it into Tampa, into St. Pete, into the east side of Tampa Bay, but it also brings it right smack dab to the middle of Bradenton.
Yep, and you know, we anticipate that, even though the model starts shifting that there. And, you know, last week, of course, was hoping that it would go way off to the left and dissipate before it even hit Louisiana, the panhandle.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a little foresight, a little preparation. And, yeah, there's work to be done in preparation for this. And then there's work to be done after it comes through.
Yep. To my friends down there in Bradenton, I've been warning people all night long, if you're living in one of those older mobile homes that's basically 2x4s and plywood, you don't need to be in it in 100-mile-an-hour wind.
Yeah. Yeah, listen to the captain. He is speaking truth.
I've seen way too many of those things blown to pieces.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. In a wind that wasn't even that strong. So, just something to think about. Now, I am going to mention something else here. For those of you that want to find out more about what's going on, go to weather.gov, go to floridadisaster.org, go to floridadisaster.biz, go to Alert Tampa. Those are the ones that will tie you into the alerts when they come in and all that stuff. And it's a better way to go, I believe, my way of thinking anyway. But it's better to know something than not to know it. And by the way, I have a couple of my radios, portable radios, over my right shoulder, and one of them was just barking with some information, probably the 5 o'clock report, which I'll go take a look at and see if anything changed. Colonel, you hold the fort there. Folks, we're coming back with more with our good friend, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. The Colonel and I will be back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You know, there's one good thing about being able to talk with the Colonel and knowing that this segment's sponsored by Moss Family Automotive. There simply isn't any better dealer anywhere in the country. I've done business with a lot of people. I bought a bunch of semis. I bought a bunch of pickup trucks and flatbed trucks and cars and boats and you name it. And the best dealer, the person that took the best care of me and didn't even know who I was at the time, was Moss Nissan. And I just love their motto, whatever it takes to be the best in the country. Now, Moss Nissan has the brand new location up in Brooksville. I'm going to be there Saturday. Yep, I am going to be there Saturday. Regardless of the storm, I'm going to be there Saturday. They're telling me that they're open for business and they're going to have their grand opening. And besides that, we can have it indoors if we have to. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, current and retired, and all church pastors, too, get a great deal offered to them. For serving our country. Now let's not forget about Moss Care either. That's free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. You can't beat it. And by the way, the selection at Moss, new and pre-owned, if they don't have it, they'll get it for you. How's that? They'll go get it for you. Absolutely. I've seen them do that before. Even if it's not a Nissan, they'll get it for you. And clean trade-ins are still commanding a great resale price, so take advantage of it. Upgrade your ride now. Now all you got to do is go to MossNissan.com. MossNissan.com. Don't forget they got dealerships in Crystal River, the big flagship store at Newport Richey at 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura side by side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all new Moss Nissan on State Route 50, just this side of the Suncoast Parkway. Right there, as you get off the ramp, they're right to the right. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning again, Colonel.
And good morning to you, Captain.
And, okay, now they've made another change in the weather here right now with the prognostication. Yesterday they were saying, well, we're going to have a Category 2 winding down over St. Pete and over into the Bradenton area and maybe over a little bit further east. It would be a Category 2. Now, at Thursday morning, 2 a.m., it'll be a Category 3.
Cap, you know what we often say in politics, you gotta campaign like you're 10 points behind, even if the polls say you're way ahead. In preparation for these kinds of things, you've got to plan for the absolute worst.
Yep. And it has changed its path a little bit. And you and everybody down there in Bradenton, you need to be paying close attention to this, because this little puppy is going to affect Bradenton more than what they thought. It's also going to get, it looks like, St. Pete and Tampa, the east side of Tampa. But anyway, want to talk about this. You've heard me talk before about the FBI and some of the great examples that they have, right?
Oh, yes.
Well, another example of the FBI's vast corruption has reared its ugly face. A new report based on unsealed documents has revealed that the Bureau misled a judge over a warrant in order to seize tens of millions of dollars in valuables without cause. The total, $86 million in cash, with more gold, more silver, more jewelry than what anybody ever thought they'd been able to see, was taken by the federal government from over 1,400 safety deposit boxes under the guise of them being connected to crimes. Now, nobody knows right now where that money and those jewels are, but the FBI misled the judge to the tune of a lot of cash and a lot of jewels, and suddenly they've disappeared.
Yeah, Captain, this kind of thing is extraordinarily disheartening, and it just makes you wonder, have we just got the tip of the iceberg here? I mean, because it wasn't that long ago, less than a year ago, folks that were making all this, I said, well, that's just a small anecdotal thing. It's not a big deal, but increasingly, you know, the folks that were taking note of that, like you and I and others, this is a systemic problem. This is not an errant person. It's not us planning conspiracy theories to try to bring attention to things and distract from, you know, wrongdoing on parts of anything like that. But, yeah, I think the American people are starting to wake up to this, because after a while, you clunk folks upside the head with the truth, and eventually someone's going to sink in. And I think here it is. And it's bad for the nation, but the good thing is that I think people are starting to come to terms with some very frightening things that are going on in some of the most powerful institutions in the United States government.
Yeah, and we can only hope, but we'll see what happens in the days and weeks to come. Now, okay. While it's no secret that Arizona Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema is uncompromising in her support of the filibuster, her latest comments in the speech at the McConnell Center about her preference for Senate tradition are ruffling a bunch of feathers, especially with the Democrats, because once again, Sinema wants 60 votes to be brought back into the confirmation process. In other words, she wants to get rid of the nuclear option.
I mean, sometimes you don't have to be a Republican to have the right ideas. I mean, all you have to be is a thinking human and somebody that understands preservation and protection of things that are put in safeguards and checks and balances, separation of powers that the founders did on it. But the Democrats, by and large, other than her on this particular issue, have wanted to depart from all that and say, well, that's old school thinking. The founders didn't have it right, and we can't do what we need to do if we adhere to principle and institutional arcade things like actually having checks and balance separation of powers. Well, good for her, and hopefully we can right the ship of state and get back to where the systemic thing is that we follow rules, we follow those things that the founders intended to happen in our processes and governing it in a government of, by, and for the people, but we'll see.
Now, what would you say if I told you Gavin Newsom insists that he's not going to run for president, and he said that the recall effort was a sobering moment for him?
You know, I read that, but at the same time, I saw stories saying, hey, take a look at this. Here's another indication that he is continuing to put out feelers for running for president in 2024. So the truth is, I don't know what the truth is here. And honestly, I'm not going to pay too much attention to it other than how it affects, November 8th of this year. And then we'll start to pay attention to that. But, it's become very unpredictable with some of these crazy folks out there like Newsom, President Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and others. You just can't figure it. So who knows? I'm sure he's putting his finger up to the wind to see which way the wind is blowing on these things, which is what he is wont to do. So I don't know what to believe, but, we'll see. We'll see.
Well, Edward Snowden is back in the news. Did you hear?
I did. Yeah, I looked that up a little bit about him being offered by Vladimir Putin Russian citizenship. And I've got really mixed feelings here. I know he did some things that were damaging, but on the other hand, I don't think that we have approached this in the right way. And from his personal standpoint, with he and his family, it's not that he loves Vladimir Putin or he loves Russia, but just from his perspective, I can kind of see why he would want to preserve his personal life, may want to seek dual Russian and American citizenship. But, of course, he's still subject to being extradited here in the United States and standing trial.
Yeah, he can't go anywhere. He's got to stay where he's at. Or,
that's right.
And there's no guarantee they won't swoop in there and grab him either.
That could happen. That could happen. It just a lot depends on the flow and things in Russia. But that was kind of funny. Vladimir Putin's another guy, kind of like Newsom. It's hard to just when you thought you had him figured out, just like when George W. Bush says, hey, I looked him in the eye, and here's a guy I could trust. And, of course, the last half century or 30 years has demonstrated that, whoa, mm-hmm. Oh, now, like, this is a former KGB guy. He's what he was before. And interesting.
Okay, hold that thought. We're coming right back with more. The Colonel's going to stick around for another segment. We got more to talk about him with. More to talk about with him. We'll be right back.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ian strengthened into a Category 3 storm with sustained winds of 115 miles an hour, making landfall over western Cuba Tuesday morning. Ian's outer rain bands have already reached Florida's west coast, where it could hit as a Category 4 hurricane as early as Wednesday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
So expect heavy rains, strong winds, flash flooding, storm surge, and even isolated tornadoes. Things that you should be prepared with are things like food, water, batteries, medicine, fuel. Anticipate, particularly the closer you are to where the eye of the storm makes landfall, anticipate power outages.
President Biden's student debt forgiveness will hit $400 billion. Applications to apply will be available in October. The mostly partisan January 6th committee is set to reconvene on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Ended up going on television a lot more than I did, so he can beat a legend. Now, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And they are on a mission, folks. They are on a mission to see how many people they can help get out of pain. Now, let me tell you something. If you're walking around and you've got pain, and you don't know how to get rid of it, well, I do. Here's what's worked for me with the pain that I've got. It's called Relief Factor. And I tried this the same way you will. The 3-week quick start. $19.95, about $1 a day. And it works. That's why I'm telling you about it right now. It works. Now, I will tell you, all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out, and see if this will work for you. I'd be willing to bet you it will. ReliefFactor.com/captain. The 1995 3-week quick start. Give it a try. See how it works out. All right, back to Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, I want to read something here, because this has to do with us. There's a danger of life-threatening storm surge along much of the Florida West Coast, where a storm surge warning has now been issued, with the highest risk from Fort Myers to the Tampa Bay region. Residents in these areas should listen to advice given by local officials. Then here's the second part of this. Heavy rainfall will increase across the Florida Keys and South Florida on Tuesday, spreading into central to northern Florida by Wednesday and Thursday, and across the southeast by Friday and Saturday, likely causing flash, urban, and small stream flooding. Considerable flooding is expected across central Florida, into southern central Georgia, southern Georgia too, and coastal South Carolina, with significant prolonged river flooding expected across central to northern Florida. Now, this is the stuff that, and by the way, when they're talking about at night, when water comes along like that and it rises at night, you can't see it. That's really when you need to be paying attention.
Yeah, and I think the weather folks have pointed this out, and as you know it, the storm surge is only the half of it. It's in addition to the normal tides.
Right.
And that water will just slowly rise up, and that's not going to be an instant thing. It's not like a tsunami, but it's the waves. It's those potentially up to 10-foot waves on top of the rising waters, on top of the fact that we've had an incredibly, unusually wet season.
Yep.
So the ground cannot absorb any of that, and it's got to go somewhere. And unfortunately, a lot of that's going to go inside people's homes and property. So that is the real tsunami effect. It's a combination of all those things.
Now, I got to ask you a question, because have you seen this commitment to America put forth by Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans?
I did, and I've heard some of the discussion on that as well, and some of it on by commentators earlier on your show as well. Yeah, I find it interesting.
Have you ever thought about it?
I do. I'm telling you, my thinking is I know he's a little bit, I don't want to say negative, but maybe more realistic. But our Wall Street procrastinator, I think, has got the right call on it. It's a little bit different than the contract with America we have, because it does lack the specifics. And I know part of that is the politics, because the more specifics that you put out there, the more that you open up yourself for things. But at some point, and at this point, that's got to happen. And he's right. We've got to do what the Democrats to do. We've got to have legislation on hand ready to put in the till. Now, I know we've got some representatives in Congress. We've got some senators that have some things in their kit bag that they've either put forward going nowhere, and that they're going to refurbish, and then when the Republicans take over the House and potentially the Senate, that'll be reintroduced. But collectively, what McCarthy's saying, hey, that's all well and good, mm-hmm. but it, right now it's all a bunch of words, and Republicans have got to get beyond playing the words games and all that, because, hey, once the campaign is over, and if it's won in November, as we anticipate it will be, well, now you got to get down to the business, or else you're going to spell a disaster for you, because you can snatch defeat from the jaws of victory if we're not careful. So mm-hmm. McCarthy can be a good talker, but he's not yet a Newt Gingrich. We'll see.
Yeah, you're right about all of that. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Let me see here. I think I know who this is. Mary, is this you?
Yes, sir. Hey, I would just like to say one thing. Listening to all the flood drama going on here with this hurricane, every single time you build a building, every single time you disrupt the topography of the land, which is what's going on here in Florida, I have a friend who lives on Fifth Avenue North. St. Pete has built up so big that she, even the water waves have changed where she lives, and she's starting to get flooded where she used to not. It is no surprise, and no one should be surprised or astounded at the way the water, it has nowhere to go. So the more concrete buildings you put up, the more trees you take down, the more earth you disturb, I don't see why people are astounded at this. It is no surprise and should be expected. You build a new freeway, what's going to happen? You build big buildings in Brooksville, what's going to happen? That's what I think. And be safe. Thank you.
Okay. Well, she's got a point there, but I also know one other thing. I was waiting for her to say it. The sewage system, okay, the underwater sewage system in the city of St. Pete,
right,
is about 100 years too old.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, I think she is right when you build infrastructure, but the way that is, I don't think that's the primary cause, and I think we do have some trees preserved, but it's the alternative things. It's the way we've, like you're talking about, sewage systems, the waterways to accommodate other things. That's been a contributor to making us more vulnerable. I think even more so than our largely north-south roadways here in Florida, because that's how you evacuate and that's how you do business, is north-south with just some connectors east and west.
Right. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. And, of course, looking at stuff like that, you know, back in the day, they didn't have any idea what we're talking about. But now, you know, it's like trying to run water uphill.
Yeah, that's right. It is. Exactly. That's hard to do. And with a lot of water, it can make its way uphill. But it's better than making it all downhill.
Okay, so I got to talk about Liz Cheney, and the reason I got to talk about Liz Cheney is because of this one little item right here. She said, and I quote, "I'll do whatever it takes to stop Trump."
You had to go. Yeah, we're talking all this stuff, and we're fearing about the hurricane, and you had to go and spoil our day by.
Well, she tries to. She's still trying to make it sound like she's a Republican. She's not a Republican. I'm sorry.
That's exactly right, and she's a done thing. But I think she's absolutely delusional.
Yeah,
I think she's surrounded with some folks that are absolutely delusional, and it's the left wing progressive media, and it's her Democratic buddies that are feeding this delusion that she's suffering from. I have no idea what's in the future for Liz Cheney, but I'll tell you what, that future does not reside in the Republican Party.
No. Nor does it resolve in politics. I don't think she can get elected anywhere.
And certainly not in her state.
Nope.
She's done.
Well,
what a fork in that one.
Yeah, you're right. Well, the Russians have got enough trouble, but now they got more. Russia's Nord Stream 2 pipeline is leaking into the Baltic Sea.
Yeah, I tell you what, that he can't, Vladimir can't orchestrate all the outcomes there as hard as he tries, but it doesn't look like that. I don't know whether it's divine providence or whether he's just paying for some mistakes and some errant things where he didn't wake up to the changing world, but it is not looking good. And you look at what's happening in Russia right now, this recruitment and actually, almost abdication of a Russian youth to serve in the army, and that's not going over well.
Nope.
And so I'm actually beginning to think that maybe, just maybe, Putin may not be long to standing there. I thought that was a little hopeful thinking not long ago.
Well, listen, Colonel, I want you to be my guy down there in Bradenton when something happens down there and we need to know about it. Give me a call tomorrow night. You'll be coming on the following night, but you'll be the guy down there letting me know what's going on in Bradenton. How's that?
All right, Captain, I'll be on the phone if you need.
All right, thanks very much. Have a great day and be safe down there. All right, that's retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GZN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GZNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy. This portion of the program, my final segment here for the day, is brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. Located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And don't forget, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And the best thing about it is maybe you need some parts. Maybe you need some blind shades or shutters. Why don't you, wherever you're listening to me at, why don't you give them a call and see what they can do for you? You might be surprised. Their phone number is 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Now, remember, here in the local area, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And they are the best at what they do. I will guarantee you that one. They are the best at what they do. They have a lot of happy customers out there, and they keep them happy. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can give them a call, 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Again, the number, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, and tell them
The captain sent you. We'll save you a bunch of money. Okay, we've been doing a lot of talking about flood districts and low areas and this, that, and the other, and all kidding put aside. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you're going to know that you're living in a low area. Why? Because it floods. Because it floods. And it floods frequently. And, I'm sorry, George, I just saw you in there. Okay, maybe the colonel's still listening. We appreciate the fact that the colonel says, or obviously George says, great job at the breakfast. Yeah, it was a great job at the breakfast. I had a great time. It was great having you sitting at the table there, George. How about that? A little bit of nostalgia for the people that were there. Because people still see that vest that you wear and they go, what's that mean? Oh, gosh. People are funny. Well, let me tell you a little something here about Tesla. It seems that Tesla's annual shareholder meeting has quite a future in store for the company. And no, it's not the post-fossil fuel adventure. It's not that. I'm talking about the post-woke capitalism future. Activists, of course, pushed a slate of left-wing ballot proposals, and they were all voted down. Every one of them voted down by the shareholders. About time. About time. Now, the activists predictably went behind the, or went beyond the time limit for their remarks, and they were cut short by the moderator, and the crowd cheered when that happened. So there you have it. The crowd cheered when that happened. Now, another activist tried to discredit Musk, Elon Musk, by quoting him as saying, quote, not only does he not support Build Back Better, he doesn't even pay any attention to it at all, end of quote. The crowd cheered for Musk's brush off of the Green New Deal. Let's be clear, folks. We're talking about Tesla, electric cars, solar panels, still thoroughly committed to the global warming ideology. And even its shareholders and employees have had enough. They've had enough. Because Tesla's shareholders are done. And it's no surprise that middle America's had more than a bellyful of it, too. America has woken up to the woke. They've woken up to the woke. And again, when you talk about this stuff, okay, some people will get it and some people won't. And the best thing, I dropped something, I had to reach over and pick it up, that's why I was moving around there. The best thing is that when you take a look at what's going on, people coming together. This is the perfect time right now, folks, this storm. This is the perfect time for people to put down the pitchforks and the axes and the shovels and the hose and start thinking about coming together and do something to help each other. We are going to face in this area a monster storm, the likes of which many of you have never seen. Now, the peak wind forecast, just a wind. 55 to 70 mile an hour winds starting out later today, tonight, would gust by tomorrow up to 95 miles an hour and occasional gusts. You ready for this? Occasional gusts, the potential for wind gusts greater than 110 miles an hour. Now, if you haven't been in a hurricane or a tornado, You have no idea what you're about to be in store for. No idea. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be nice. There's going to be tree limbs everywhere. There's going to be wires down everywhere. You're going to have to be careful. And, oh, by the way, you shouldn't be out driving around anyway until the storm is over. And they tell you you can get out because many of these streets are going to be virtually impassable. Never mind the water. I'm just talking about the debris that's going to be in the streets. And please be careful when you see Roger P. Shulman out there. Don't try to aim for his car now. Be careful, because we want to keep him around for a few more years. Just like Ken, these guys are commuting, going back and forth. It's going to get dangerous out there, and you folks need to understand that. I get it. I'm sure you get it, too. But it is what it is. And again, not your first rodeo, many of you. So you can understand that we have to be very, very, very careful in what's about to transpire here. This is not going to be a normal event by any stretch of the imagination. And all I ask is that you be safe. And for God's sakes, if you're living in a mobile home and it's something that was built in the 60s or the 70s, you just might want to think about getting out of it. It's not built to withstand this kind of wind. It just isn't. Don't take my word for it. I've responded to so many alarms where mobile homes have been disintegrated or disintegrated by heavy winds, windstorms. So many alarms. And then you got to find out where the people are, because they're not always buried under the debris in the mobile home. They're blown away somewhere. Literally. You might find them a half mile away in a tree. And I'm not exaggerating. Okay, get ready. Here it comes. Don't go anywhere. Here we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? If you don't understand what Putin did in Russia with the killing of the kids. Okay, here's Putin. He killed Ukraine kids. He didn't care. CNN, nobody cared that they killed. They just killed innocent children and women. Okay, they didn't say, hey, you got 3 days to get out. We're coming in and let the women and children get out. No, he just mass murdered all of them. Now everyone knows he's a Hitler, even if CNN won't call him a Hitler. So what do? They send somebody into a school with a swastika and they kill their own. That's the Russian way. You understand that? Understand that the left will kill their own. Do you see George Soros or anybody else say anything about this cop that got hit in a hit and run? Will Barack Obama or Joe Biden ever say a tweet, say a hearts and prayers go out to the court again? Because they don't give a damn. You understand? And if it tells any captain or sheriff, if they told me and I was a captain in the police department, a police chief said, don't follow the captain, you know,
All right. Thanks very much, Todd. You just got cut off by the computer. And I got to go, and I'll be back tonight with more. We're going to go into hurricane mode here in the local stations, and we're going to be getting you all the information you need. And tonight, I'll be on the air all night.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.